We continue our learning Le'ilui Nishmas David ben Menachem Rosh and Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Ksuvos Perek Yud Aleph Mishneh. Beis Din has the right to sell the nechasim of the Yerusha of the estate that it's in the hands of the Yesomim, whether it's for the Mizonos of the Almana Har Ksuva, as we've spoken about before, or even to pay debts of the deceased. Now, this mechira is done through what we call hachraza. Literally means there's an announcement. Beis Din makes an announcement. They write what's called an igeres bikores, a letter, a deed of inspection. People come and they appraise the value of the estate, and it's with that that they're able to sell the land. And in order for the purposes of paying the almana her ksuva, or giving her mazonos, or paying the debts of the deceased. Now, there are certain nechasim Beis Din will sell without hachraza, like a shtaros or metaltel, immovable objects, avadim. And there are certain things that are sold in general without hachraza. Let's say any expenditures for a kvura for burial is done without hachraza. And there are places where based in the minhag is not to use hachraza at all. That's discussed in the Masechta on Daf Kuf. Our Mishnah is going to deal with a case where there is ona'ah. As we've mentioned, overvaluing, selling for overcharging. Let's say we mentioned that generally when it comes to fraud in halacha, we assume that more than a sixth, more than 16.6% is considered onah. Less than that, we assume that the people are willing to be mochel on that. So here the Mishnah is telling us that the previous Mishnah spoke about onah regarding the sale of the Yerusha through the Almana selling it. Here we're talking about the sale of the Nichsei Yisomim through Beis Din. So the Mishnah says like this: Shum hadayanim shepachasu shesus ohosifus. You have a case where they appraise the estate of the Yisomim through Beis Din to have them sold and to pay the Almana harksuva a baal chov his debt. And what do they do? Pachasu shesus. They undervalued the karka that they are planning on selling for more than a sixth. Or let's say it was overvalued. It was appraised by significantly by more than a sixth. So then michron batel. So because of onah, the mecher is batel. Now if they made a mistake less than a sixth, let's say it wasn't 16%, it was 10%, 3% more, 3% less, then the mecher is going to be kayam. That's the power that Beis Din has, and that's the general rule when it comes to onah, that less than a sixth, we assume people are going to be mochel. And the Gemara says that we're dealing with a situation or a time or a place where we don't have an official hachrazas Beis Din. When there's no hachrazas Beis Din, that's where this halacha will apply. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Michron Kayam. He says no, where even if the Beis Din made a mistake by more than a shusus, more than a sixth, the mecher is going to be kayim. Why? Im kain, because if not, if you're telling me that because of their mistake, the mecher is batel, makoach Beis Din yofe, so then what kind of power does Beis Din have? They have no greater power than anybody else. So this is the mission when it comes to Beis Din selling in a situation where the place or the time or the situation is where there is no igeres bikores, there is no deed of inspection where they proclaim, they announce, etc. That's where this halacha of general onah applies. Avolim asu igeres bikores, says the Mishnah about Beis Din, sold the property through this hachraza, then afrilu machru shave mane b'masayim. Then even if they sold a piece of land that was they're typically valued at 100 zuz, and it was sold for 200 zuz, oh, shaved masayim b'mane, or something valued at 200 only sold for 100, where this is serious onah, since they made an igeres bikores michron kayam. Then everyone agree, even the Tanakam will agree, that the mecher is going to be kayim. Since it was done through achraza, there's no halacha of onah whatsoever. Perek, Yud Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Here we have a list of people. We're going to say that have no ksuba, and we'll see they have no mizonos and peros, etc. So the Mishnah begins with Hamima Enes. We remember Mima Enes. This is a ktana who was married off by her father. She's and now her father This is rather where normally midoraisa, rather a father can marry off his daughter who's a ketana, and that's a marriage midoraisa. Here we have a case where the father passed away and the mother or brother married the ketana off, so that's only marriage midrabanan, and she has the right when she hits age 12 to be mima'enes, to refuse that marriage, and she will not need a get. So here we have such a case, and she left the marriage with miyun based on the takanas hacham. She has the absolutely the right to do that before age 12, and now she leaves without a get. So the Mishnah is going to tell us the halacha regarding her mama Enes in a moment. There's no ksuba and no peros, no mazonos, etc. Who else is on this list? Hashnia. We shnios la arayos. We've mentioned in Maseches Yevamos where these are not arayos de oraisa. These are arayos midrabanan. And let's say we say Amy Mo, one's mother's mother, one's father's mother, a man's son's daughter-in-law. So this way, to the grandchildren, grandparents, those type of arayos, where the Chachamim goes there, in order for a person to distance himself from Isure Erva. So these are not arayos to oraisa. And we're going to see what the halacha is in the Mishnah regarding the shnios la arayos. So far we have Mima Enes on this list, of Arias on this list, the Islandess. This is a woman who just has not physically matured, and therefore she cannot have children. She has no simone isha. So in all of these cases, ein lahem ksuva. So let's go through each one. The Mama Enes has no ksuva because she was not divorced through her husband. She left because she refused the shnia la arayos. If she, so here the chachamim, if she had married one of the arayos, even though it's only nisa derabanan, the chachamim made a knash. She's not having any ksuva in order to be mechazek their halachos, that she shouldn't be marrying this erva, even though the erva is only derabanan. The island. Because why is there no ksuva for an islandess? Because she married somebody that was in Mekachtos. The husband didn't recognize she was an islandess, and therefore the whole marriage is null and void. She doesn't have a ksuva as well. The Gemara says that in all of these cases, it's only the mana masayim that they don't have. The 100 or for a besula, masayim for a mana, ksuva, the masayim for a besula and mana and 100 for an almana, they don't have. But that's the standard ksuva. They don't have a Tosefes ksuva. That's a gift by the husband just because of affection. So Tosefes ksuva, if there were one written by the husband of this Mima Enes, by the husband of the Shnia Larais, by the husband of the Alanis, so that ksuva they will have. Velo peros, which means the Baal doesn't have to pay them for the peros that he ate from their nechasim. They brought a nechse melug. He doesn't have to pay for that. Velo mizonos. He's not chayiv to give them the mizonos. Now the Gemara says, right, what does it mean that Mima Enes ain la mizonos? After all, while they're married, he's chayiv to give him mizonos. So we're speaking about a case where the husband went to Medina Sayam, he went overseas, and what'd she do? Because the husband wasn't there to give her any food, she borrowed money, and based on that money, she was able to buy food with that. And then she got up and said, I'm Mima Enes, now I refuse this marriage. Then the husband, is not chayiv to pay. That's what the Gemara says on Kuzayin Amid Beis. However, a shnia, a la rice, and an islandess, the husband, is not chayvim mizonos at all, as opposed to the mimaenes. When they are married, he has to give her mizonos. It's only in this interesting situation where he went overseas and she borrowed money that he doesn't have to pay her back for that. Velo belaos. What else do they not have? So the mama enes and the shnia la arayos and the islandess, all of their marriages, they have no ksuva, and no, the husband doesn't have to pay for the peros he ate, and he doesn't have to give her mizonos. Velo belaos. What's belaos? It means worn out clothing. If the husband, let's say, used har nechasim, this is part of the nechse tzon barzel, that normally if they depreciate, he'd have to pay the full value back when they get divorced or he passed away. Here, he doesn't have to pay for the value of those nechasim that were worn out. The Gemara says that the halach of belos, though, is not equal by all of these three women. Regarding the mama enes, he doesn't have to pay for belos, not from nechse melug and not from nechse tzon barzel. But the Shniel Arayos has no blows. He doesn't have to pay blows for the worn-out clothing, depreciation of the clothing he used from Nichsei Milog. But from Nichsei Tzon Barzel, he does have to pay. And the Islandist has no blows from Nichsei Tzon Barzel. But from Nichsei Milog, she does have. And the other opinions, but we'll leave it at that. The mitchila nasa nisa al l'shem islandist. Then yesh l'ksuva. Let's say he knew she was an islandist, and she couldn't have children. She didn't mature physically. He married her anyway. Then it's not a mekachtos. So then she has a ksuva, and of course she'll have. Although the Mishnah doesn't mention it, just mentioned ksuva. She has peros, mizonos, and blows as well. Almana, the kohen gadol. Let's say a kohen gadol violated the Torah and marries an almana or grusha v'chalusa the kohen hedyot. Or a Kohen Hedyot marries a woman who's divorced, or a Chalitza woman at Chalitza, where there's an Issa Durabana to marry Chalitza, because it's like Grusha, Mamzeres, and Issa Li Yisrael. Or, let's say, Abi Yisrael married against the Torah, married a Mamzeres, or an Asino, one who descended from the Givonim, who also has the status like a Mamzeres, or Bas Yisrael, Lenasin or Lamamzer. Let's say you have a Bas Yisrael, but she married a male who was a Nasin or a Mamzer, Yesh Lahen Ksuva. They do have a ksuva, and they also have peros and mizonos and blows. And this does not follow the halacha of Shniel Arayos, who doesn't have a ksuva, and the whole other and the whole list that we had, because those are isurim. Because these cases, Gerusha v'Chalutza, Kohen Hedyot, Mamzeinu Sisali Yisrael, Almana Kohen Gadol, those are isurim d'oraisa. So, and Zisum Divrei Torah Einam Tzrichim Chizuk. We don't need extra Chizuk to strengthen them. But Shnias La Arayos, which is also Medivei Sofrim, the Chachamim said, we need Chizuk, and therefore we're going to make a Knas, a fine. There's no Ksuva, no Peres, no Mazonos, etc. And that's regarding. Now, you say, hold on. A Chalutza married to a Kohen Gadol is only Issa Derabanan. Nonetheless, because we treat that like a Grusha, it follows the regular rules of Divrei Torah that don't require Chizuk.